The Collectan Psalms will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament, Epistle, and Gospel will be read from God's Word Translation. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Track 1, Old Testament, is from Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 23. Moses said to the Lord, "You've been telling me to lead these people, but you haven't let me know whom you're sending with me. You've also said, 'I know you by name, and I'm pleased with you.' If you really are pleased with me, show me your ways so that I can know you, and so that you will continue to be pleased with me. Remember, this nation is your people." The Lord answered, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you peace." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence is not going with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone ever know you're pleased with your people and me unless you go with us? Then we will be different from all other people on the face of the earth." The Lord answered Moses, "I will do what you have asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Please, let me see your glory." The Lord said, "I will let all my goodness pass in front of you, and there I will call out my name, the Lord. I will be kind to anyone I want to. I will be merciful to anyone I want to. But you can't see my face, because no one may see me and live." Then the Lord said, "Look, there's a place near me. Stand by this rocky cliff. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a crevice in the cliff and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away and you'll see my back, but my face must not be seen." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 1, Psalm is Psalm 99. The Lord is king, let the people tremble. He is enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, he is high above all peoples. Let them confess his name, which is great and awesome. He is the Holy One. O mighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God and fall down before his footstool. He is the Holy One. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among those who call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the decree that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them indeed. You were a God who forgave them, yet punished them for their evil deeds. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God and worship him upon his holy hill. For the Lord our God is the Holy One. Tract 2, Old Testament, is from Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 7. This is what the Lord says about Cyrus, his anointed one. "I have held him by his right hand so he could conquer the nations ahead of him, strip kings of their power, and open doors ahead of him so that the gates would not be shut. I will go ahead of you, Cyrus, and smooth out the rough places. I will break down the bronze doors and cut through the iron bars. I will give you treasures from dark places and hidden stockpiles. Then you will know that I, the Lord God of Israel, have called you by name. For the sake of my servant Jacob, Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by name. I have given you a title of honor, although you don't know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no other God besides me. I will strengthen you, although you don't know me, so that from the east to the west, people will know that there is no God except me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I make light and create darkness. I make blessings and create disasters. I, the Lord, do all these things. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Tract 2 Psalm is Psalm 96, verses 1 through 13. Sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord, all the whole earth. Sing to the Lord and bless His name, proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations and His wonders among all peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is more to be feared than all gods. As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But it is the Lord who made the heavens. O the majesty and magnificence of His presence! O the power and the splendor of His sanctuary! Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due His name. Bring offerings and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before Him. Tell it out among the nations, the Lord is King. He has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy before the Lord when He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with His truth. The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church at Thessalonica, united with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Goodwill and peace are yours. We always thank God for all of you as we remember you in our prayers. In the presence of our God and Father, we never forget that your faith is active, your love is working hard, and your confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ is enduring. Brothers and sisters, we never forget this because we know that God loves you and has chosen you. We know this because the good news we brought came to you not only with words but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with complete certainty. In the same way, you know what kind of people we are while we were with you and the good things we did for you. You imitated us and the Lord. In spite of a lot of suffering, you welcomed God's word with the kind of joy that the Holy Spirit gives. This way you became a model for all the believers in the province of Macedonia and Greece. From you the Lord's word has spread out, not only through the province of Macedonia and Greece, but also to people everywhere who have heard about your faith in God. We don't need to say a thing about it. They talk about how you welcomed us when we arrived. They even report how you turned away from false gods to serve the real, living God and to wait for His Son to come from heaven. His Son is Jesus, whom He brought back to life. Jesus is the one who rescues us from God's coming anger. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 22. Then the Pharisees went away and planned to trap Jesus into saying the wrong thing. They sent their disciples to him along with Herod's followers. They said to him, "Teacher, we know that you tell the truth and that you teach the truth about the way of God. You don't favor individuals because of who they are. So tell us what you think. Is it right to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Jesus recognized their evil plan, so he asked, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me a coin used to pay taxes." They brought him a coin. He said to them, "Whose face and name is this?" They replied, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Very well, give the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and give God what belongs to God." They were surprised to hear this. Then they left him alone and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. On October 26th, we celebrate the life of Alfred the Great, King of the West Saxons, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Alfred, alone of all English rulers, has been called the Great because of his courage and Christian virtues. Born in 849 at Wantage, Berkshire, the youngest of five sons of King Aethelwulf, Alfred spent his life in a time of battle, murder, and sudden death during the Viking invasions and settlement in Britain. He was deeply impressed when, on a visit to Rome at the age of four, he was blessed by Pope Leo IV, and 2 years later, when he witnessed the marriage of Aethelwulf to a young princess of the Frankish court. Following his father's death and the short reigns of his brothers, Alfred became king in 871. In heroic battles and by stratagems against the Danes, Alfred halted the tide of their invasion and secured control of the southern and part of the Midland regions of England for the English. After a decisive victory in 878 at Edington over the Danish leader Guthrum, he persuaded his foe to accept baptism. Alfred died on October 26, 899, and was buried in the Old Minster at Winchester. A man of deep piety, Alfred's leadership in battle and administration was grounded by his faith. His biographer Asser wrote of his commitment to a monastic-influenced life of prayer. He learned the daily course, that is, the celebrations of the hours, and after that certain psalms and many prayers, gathered together in one book for the sake of prayer, which he carried around with him everywhere on his person by day and night, just as we have seen, inseparable from himself, in all of the doings of this present life. In his later years, Alfred sought to repair the damage that the Viking invasions had inflicted on culture and learning, especially among the parish clergy. With the help of scholars from Wales and the continent, he supervised translations into English of important classics of theology and history, including works of Pope Gregory the Great, Augustine of Hippo, and the Venerable Bede. In one of them, he commented, "He seemed to me a very foolish man and very wretched, who will not increase his understanding while he is in the world, and ever wish and long to reach that endless life where all shall be made clear." Let us pray. O God, who called your servant Alfred to an earthly throne that he might advance your heavenly kingdom and gave him zeal for your church and love for your people, grant that we, inspired by his example and prayers, may remain steadfast in the work you have given us to do for the building up of your reign of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.